Hey Bam Fam, and welcome to another exciting episode of Becoming a Model. This is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. I'm your host, Binky, and today we're diving into the world of legal considerations and understanding model contracts, an essential aspect for navigating the modeling industry. Before we delve into these legal landscapes, I would like to ask all of you, if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insight on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. I'm always grateful for your feedback on how you're loving the show. First, let's take a short break to hear from our sponsors and we will get back to the show. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean Towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling Clean Towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean Towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. The world of modeling isn't just about striking poses and dazzling on the runway. It's also about understanding your rights, responsibilities, and the legal agreements that govern your career. Whether you're a seasoned model or just starting out, this episode is your guide to demystifying model contracts. Let's start with the basics of contracts. Contracts are legally binding agreements between you, the model, and the client, such as the fashion brand or photographer, or even an agency. Contracts outline the terms, conditions, and expectations of the work. A great thing all models need to do is read their contracts carefully. You want to always read contracts carefully before signing them. Don't hesitate to seek legal advice if you're uncertain about any terms. It's crucial to understand what you're agreeing to. Understand every lawyer specializes in different legal practices, so always seek legal advice from an entertainment or fashion lawyer to help guide you to understanding your contracts. You should also look at compensation when reviewing your contracts. Contracts specify how you'll be compensated, whether it's a flat fee, hourly rate, or a percentage of sales. Ensure the compensation aligns with industry standards and your worth. Another section you want to review is the usage rights. Contracts detail how the client can use the images or content created during the assignment. This includes where and how the images can be published or displayed. A lot of models tend to have a misunderstanding of usage rights, so it's always a good thing to review this section so you have full transparency on how your photos will be used moving forward. That way, you and the client are on all the same page. Remember, if something doesn't align with you and how you look to your agency, don't be afraid to say no. If you're not agency represented, again, don't be afraid to kindly decline and try to come to an agreement you and the client can be happy with. Understanding exclusivity clauses is very important. Some contracts may include exclusivity clauses, which restrict you from working with competitors during a specific time period. Understand the limitations this may impose on your career. To understand this, I will reference magazine submissions, for example. Some magazines will only take work that's exclusive to its magazine and will not allow work that has been published previously in other magazines. Just to give you a reference of how exclusivity clauses kind of work. Cancellation terms is another thing to look for when pertaining to working with a client. Contracts should outline what happens if the project is canceled or postponed. This includes compensation or rescheduling arrangements. Also, look into travel and expenses. If the assignment involves travel, contracts should specify who covers expenses like transportation, accommodation, and meals. Never skim past this part because you will definitely get your feelings hurt as a model. Just never assume things, okay? Another major key section to review is confidentiality. Some projects may require confidentiality. Understand your obligations regarding the protection of sensitive information. That means if you book something, don't go around broadcasting it all over the world. If there is a confidential clause in the contract, you can't say anything. Please keep your lips sealed until the release date of the project. Termination clauses. Contracts should include a termination clause that outlines the conditions under which either party can end the agreement. That is crucial to look for, and make sure that you understand it and you're both on agreement at the termination clause. When all fails, seek legal advice. When in doubt, consult with a legal professional who specializes in the modeling and fashion industry. They can provide valuable insights and help you negotiate favorable terms. Also, keep record of your contract. Maintain copies of all contracts and correspondence related to your modeling assignments. This documentation can be valuable if disputes arise. If you're represented with an agency, then consult with your agent and they will move forward with legal action for representing you. And last but not least, always communicate. Effective communication with clients and agencies is key. Clarify any vague information or concerns before signing the contract to ensure a smooth collaboration. All right, you guys, stay tuned and we will be right back with more. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's clean towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your clean towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. So we are going to do things a little bit differently this episode, and I am not sharing a model memoir letter today, but I am very excited because I'm going to be sharing with you all my go-to beauty products for those essential quick touch-ups on set. Y'all know in the world of modeling, maintaining a camera-ready look is key. And sometimes you may not have a makeup artist on set or one that stays for the whole duration of the shoot, depending on their booking schedule. So being able to put out a quick face or simply just touching up your look over the course of the shoot after the makeup artist has left is always a plus if you have no MUA on site. So here are my special products that I love and keep in my kit. One is Garnier Skin Active. I use the micellar cleansing water, the all-in-one, and the one that I specifically use is the pink bottle. It's for all skin types, even sensitive skin, because every now and again I do have hives, and I do suffer from having pretty sensitive skin to a lot of different kind of products. So utilizing this to make sure I get every details of dirt and bacteria off my skin saves me a big, big chunk. It's really soft, really soothing. It's not harsh. And it's quick and easy to apply. That way you can go ahead and just clean your skin off and apply the next product. So the next thing that I put on is the Smashbox Photo Finish Smooth and Blur Original Primer. This primer I also use when I have bookings for makeup And I use on my clients as well as me using it on myself. It really buffs out the skin and smooths the skin. Another product, if let's say the Smashbox is too expensive, is the Maybelline Blur Primer as well. That's a really good one to really smooth the skin out and kind of blur the pores. So either or is really my go-to, but what I usually use nowadays is the Smashbox version versus the Maybelline version. Next, I put on my Fenty Skin Flash Nap. This is a eye gel cream, and I usually use this even in my kit with clients. It really helps in making sure you don't have like that flash glare underneath the eye, even after you put on your setting powder. And to me, it seems to work perfectly for me. So I always put this as well underneath the eye and kind of in a T-zone a little bit to kind of, you know, tame that glare. Because whenever you're going and you're putting on that, like, the baking of the highlight, you want to go ahead and just kind of have it not be so bright. So just in case they do take pictures, especially when it comes to professional photography or you have, like, the flash, it's not just bright underneath the eye and on the T-zone. You want it to be a little bit more, you know, neutral. So I utilize that a lot. I also spray the Mario Badescu skincare facial spray with, and it's the pink one, you guys. I use the pink one all the time. The pink one has the aloe, herbs, and rose water. I spray that on as well after I do a little touch of the skincare after the primer. And on top of that, I spray the, after the rose water is settled into the skin, I'll wait and then I'll spray my Fix It Stay Over spray from MAC. I usually interchange these as I'm doing my makeup. I'll go ahead and do like a foundation and kind of use that as a setter, put the rose water, then spray a light spray of the Fix It Stay Over. Then I'll go into my highlight and contour, put the rose water. That way it keeps it hydrated. And then I'll spray a light spray of the Fix It. The reason why I spray a light spray of it is because, one, I'm oily. So I'm combo and I do produce my own oil. So I do get the shine over the course of the time period. So for me, this helps control my shine a little bit more so then I don't develop it so quickly. If you are dry, I would say stay away from spraying the Fix It spray in between because it can be a little bit more drying since it is a setting spray. I would just use the rose water in between. That way you can keep your face hydrated in between applications of what you're applying. So just keep that note. I do on my eyes use an eyeshadow primer from Urban Decay, and I use the original primer potion. That does really well in basically just setting my eyeshadow and, you know, not letting it budge or anything. Something else that I use for quick needing to make sure my mascara is like long and lengthy, especially if I'm choosing not to wear lashes, I usually use this mascara a lot. Because not all the time I'm going to be in a mood for wearing lashes. And depending on the kind of look that I'm giving, sometimes lashes aren't necessarily necessarily needed. So I use the Bad Gal Bang from Benefit. And this makes my lashes look full, long, just everything volumized and just lengthy. I love it. I usually tell everybody to get this mascara. Depending on what's going on, I may double it. So I may use this as well as the Too Faced, the Too Faced All Night mascara. So both of those usually helps, especially if you have like watery eyes. But me, I don't have watery eyes. I don't have any watery issues when it comes to my mascara along my eyes. So I usually just use the Bad Gal Bang, period. And that keeps me looking great and gorgeous all night. If I needed to use a eyeliner to kind of, you know, touch up my eyeliner, make sure that it's bright, you know, it's black and lusciously bold, I'll use the e.l.f. H2O proof eyeliner pen, and you do have to shake it before you go ahead and apply it. But I use this, let it dry, and it works great for me as a touch-up. If I needed to go ahead and set myself, more so setting powder on my highlighted areas, I personally use the Fenty Beauty in the color Honey, the Pro Filter Mini Instant Retouch Setting Powder. I have a small can of this, so I usually use this and I set my highlighted areas, and it helps me stay very neutral and natural highlight, not very bright. If I needed to go ahead and put a contour, just kind of, you know, make it a little bit stronger, I use my Fenty Beauty matchsticks, and the color that I use is Espresso for my contour. And if I wanted to use my highlight and just kind of brighten up my areas, I would use the color Suede. That way it brightens up my under eye, my T-zone area, and then I'll set with the Fenty Beauty setting powder. And that's usually my go-to, like, quick kit. So if I'm just doing a touch-up really, really briskly, I usually would use these products. And then I didn't say it, but I do use the One Size Fits All setting spray. And that locks in everything. It can be a little bit drying if you overspray your face and you are dry skin. Like I said, I constantly would use rose water, something that's a little bit more hydrating. But I would say lightly spray that on. That way your makeup just doesn't budge. It's waterproof. It lasts and makes your makeup last all night and all day. So that's something else. It's like another lock-in load just in case you're like doing a lot of movement, needing to be outside in the sun, and your makeup just has to stay put. As well as using blot sheets. You know, over time my makeup is going to go ahead and I'm going to have my oils pushing on through. So I do get my blot sheets and I do blot throughout the amount of time and hours. And that also locks and keeps my makeup still looking a little fresh. So those are the products that I use. That way I can maintain a fresh look. And again, you guys, I know we didn't do a model's memoir letter today, but it's okay. We'll get into it next episode. I want to do something a little bit different with you guys today. So if you do have a story to share or a question to ask for the next episode, don't hesitate to send in your model memoir letters. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. Subject line, model's memoir, and you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. So just to give you guys this closeout, navigating model contracts may seem complex, but it's a crucial part of your modeling career. Understanding your rights and responsibilities will help you make informed decisions and protect your interests in the industry. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. And until next time, Bam Fam, again, keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.